Following a series of high-profile train crashes nationwide, lawmakers from our region are wondering why President Donald Trump's budget calls for slashing Amtrak funding. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports on how lawmakers from the Northeast are gearing up to fight to increase rail funding.
Trump's budget proposal would cut in half the federal subsidy for Amtrak, including cutting grants to the Northeast Corridor by $128 million. This comes after we've already had three deadly crashes this year, with more than 800,000 people riding daily from Washington, D.C. to Boston. Republican Leonard Lance of Central New Jersey says this is a time to invest in the nation's aging rail system.
It's important to the entire region, regardless of political party, and it's an alternative to driving in automobiles, and it is environmentally sound.
The president's new infrastructure plan proposes using $200 billion in federal funds to attract $1.3 trillion in state, local, and private dollars. Lance says he's pushing his party leaders to offer more.
I would prefer to see more funding from the feds. There will have to be a partnership, but I would like to see more money from the federal government.
The three deadly train crashes this year already had lawmakers talking about increasing spending for rail. And the 2015 crash in Philadelphia that killed eight people and injured hundreds still hangs in the minds of many lawmakers from our region. This year's investigations are still ongoing, but Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey says Congress is looking for ways to stem this deadly tide.
We need intercity rail service that is safe as well as efficient. And when somebody gets on a train, then they should be able to feel that they are going to come home safe and sound to their family.
Back in 2008, Congress mandated that trains implement a safety system called Positive Train Control, or PTC, by the end of 2015. Then after it was clear many railroads would miss the deadline, Congress delayed it until 2018. So far, Amtrak has PTC on about 69% of its tracks, but does have it along the entire line from Boston to Washington. Menendez is planning to offer a bill to compel train companies to implement PTC. He says Congress needs to stop postponing the deadline.
It's past due. We need to stop extending the periods and make entities respond. I'll be offering some legislation to try to help move that along. We're not going to take the responsibility over from agencies, but we are going to try to be a partner in it because we're talking about the safety of our people.
And now that President Trump is calling for a new infrastructure package, lawmakers say it's an opportunity to address long overdue maintenance on existing lines. Republican Congressman Ryan Costello represents parts of four counties west of Philadelphia.
There's over $20 billion in rehab projects just along the Northeast Corridor. So, I mean, I when we start talking about passenger rail and new funding, which we need, the first thing you need to do is deal with existing rehabilitation projects before you lay a new line of track anywhere. And the problem's only going to become more acute and more expensive in time.
Costello says Northeastern Republicans' best chance of getting more rail funding is to agree to make some much-needed investments that are important to their southern and western colleagues.
Well, I mean, rural America will have to get their piece of the pie, too, and that's everything. You know, I think the one area where rural America is different is on the issue of broadband, most particular.
Costello also says there's a solid block of members of his party who will oppose Trump's proposed Amtrak cuts.
You could see a lot of suburban or exurban Republicans who passenger rail is critical to their regional economy, you know, lean in heavy with that being something that's extremely important. It is to me.
There's considerable frustration on both sides of the aisle with the president's plan to only put forward $200 billion for all transportation projects, including rail. Delaware Democratic Senator Tom Carper takes the train to Washington every day. He was invited to the White House last week to discuss the transportation package and says he had some questions for President Trump.
How do you want to pay for this? Do you really think that $200 billion will somehow leverage another $1.5 trillion? Do you think that's fair to state and local governments?
The president is asking state and local governments in the region to pony up more money for transportation projects. Is that just his opening bid, or is that his last and final offer? Lawmakers from our region are hoping it's not the latter. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.